I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, once again, Chris Malone from the 98.5 KTK Morning Show with your recap for the final day of November. End of hurricane season, finally. It's Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. Talked a little bit about what economists are saying about the decreasing home values or what's going on in the housing market. As anybody in the business will tell you, things have slowed down a bit, largely in part because of the six interest rate increases from the Federal Reserve just this year. Also for the fact that inventory is kind of low, especially for starter homes. And that may be giving you a little bit of heartburn, depending if you're trying to get into buying a house or if you just bought a house a couple of months ago, or if this is kind of freaking you out thinking that the whole housing industry is going to collapse like it did back in 2008. Here's what the economists are saying here. They're pointing to a drop in home values. Yes, over time, they are saying by as much as 10% between now and March 2024. So if you're looking to buy a house, hang in there. Looks like prices may be coming down by as much as 10% over the next year and a half or so. Now, if you just bought a house a couple of months ago and you're kicking yourself like, oh, why did I overpay for the house? Don't worry there either, according to economists, because you've got your house. And the good thing about a house is unless you're not really taking good care of it, it's going to appreciate in value over time. So you just need more time to recoup the extra money you had to put up front. Now, if you're worried about the bubble bursting as it did back in 2008 because of declining home values, relax. Things are vastly different than they were over a decade ago. Because back in 2008, what caused the bubble collapse was cheap credit, which we don't have with the higher interest rates right now, lax lending standards, which we don't have anymore. I remember even getting my refi. It took like a month to get it done. Every time I got paid, every time I had to submit my new pay stubs just to let them know everything and nothing had changed. There was a very large inventory of homes back in 2008, which caused the prices to continue to fall. That's not what's happening right now. Inventory still is kind of tight. And even in a tougher selling market, homes are still selling kind of quickly within a month or two. So that's some really good news. You may have heard of the McDonald's McGold card. I think it was back in 2015. I think it was Rob Lowe was on one of the talk shows and flashed it and kind of sparked our interest. Well, there's a lot of these McGold cards that basically entitles you to go to any McDonald's anytime you want and eat whatever you want for the rest of your life. Bill Gates has one. Warren Buffett has one. And possibly you could win one. It's a sweepstakes or an app. Stakes, as I might call it, because you have to use the McDonald's app in order for you to get an entry to win a McGold card between December 5th and 25th. Yeah, it's just like any other app that you get. You download the app from the app stores. You link up your banking information. You're able to make your orders through the app, and you're actually able to pay as well, which is very super convenient. And every time you do that, between the 5th of December and the 25th, you'll get an entry to win one of the McGold cards. But I read the rules, and I'm actually excited about this because I think it's pretty cool what McDonald's is doing on this one as well. What the definition of free for life is basically, according to the rules, two meals per week for 50 years. Now, what constitutes a meal? I'm not quite sure, but that's what that is. And they equate food for life basically for the next 50 years. So what you can do, that equates to about $1,000, a little over $1,000 per year for the next 50 years. But just like the lottery, this is what I find cool. You can either hang onto the card for 50 years, or you can cash out the prize for just shy of $51,000. How cool is that? And you can even have another option to give the equivalent McGold cards to three of your friends so you can all enjoy the rewards. And McDonald's will actually give you a check to offset the taxes on the main prize. Cool, isn't it? I think so. All right, we are into the middle of the holiday shopping season, and one of the big ticket items that people often look to buy this time of year are going to be new television sets, because who doesn't love a bigger, better, cheaper TV? Problem is, manufacturers are very much aware of our buying habits because we're humans and we do things on in a creature habit. And they know that we are looking for a great deal, and they kind of take advantage of us. To a degree, but just being aware is what you should be doing to what Forbes magazine called derivative models. Now, these are TV models made by the names you know and the names you trust, but they're not made to the standards you would tend to think. I remember this when I worked at Sears, and there was one particular TV brand that had three tiers. You had the upscale ones like you would buy at Sears. You would have the middle grade, which you might find like at the big box stores or whatever. And then you'd have the cheap ones that, again, would be the name brand, but they're made to lower qualities. And the idea is that you are feeling you're going to get yourself a pretty good deal because it's a name that you trust. It looks good in the pictures and everything, but it's probably made with equipment that is not made for the long haul. So to double check if you're buying a derivative model or not, is to grab your phone when you see that particular model, grab the model number down, write it down, and its price. Then go to the maker's website, compare the manufacturer's suggested retail price with the detailer's deal price to see if you're getting a deal. If you are getting a deal, just understand that you probably are buying a TV that will not last as long as you tend to think it would for the money you're paying. But again, you get what you pay for, right?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Christmas lights, Christmas decorations up, and even the outdoor decor is going on as well. But for anybody who's ever hung Christmas lights, knowing with our humid conditions here in Florida and rain, water and rain can really kind of cause problems. Trip lines to pop because water gets into the electric socket and therefore shuts everything down. So what you need to consider buying or doing and making is a dry box. Anywhere that you would have a connection with the wires for your lights, you can actually make a quasi dry box. You can do one method is to use a plastic container like those plastic disposables. Grab a drill, drill a hole on each side, and then take a utility knife and cut from that hole all the way out to the opening. And then that allows you to do is that you can put all the cable connections in there and then put the lid on top, and that gives it a nice little bit of a seal. Another way you can go about doing it, which I've done many a times, is to use a plastic bag. Like a Ziploc bag, kind of the same thing. I cut a little hole at the bottom, and I'm able to fish the wires through, and then I'm able to seal up the exposed wires there. Just make sure that if you do these methods, that they are still kind of in a dry area. They're not going to lay around in water. If you can keep it off the ground, that's the best thing to do. But if it has to be on the ground, just kind of check out on occasion to make sure everything is okay. A low-tech way to make a dry plug connection as well is to wrap the plugs with electrical tape, which sounds good. Just make sure that the connection is snug before wrapping, because if the tape slides in between the two sides of the plug, it could actually heat up and cause a fire. You wouldn't want that. Speaking of fires, air fryers are very, very popular. And why not? It's all the fried crunchiness we love without all the oil that contains all the bad stuff for us. But if you're not using your air fryer properly, your dish may be less than dazzling and you may just not even want to air fry anymore. But let's work over these things to maybe making sure that your air frying experience is a good one. First off, as the name implies, your air fryer needs air. Make sure that it's not stacked up against the wall or an appliance. Make sure there's at least 5 inches or so of space between the air fryer and the appliances or the wall, just to make sure that it can get air. Most air fryers call only for a little bit of cooking oil. So if you put too much in, you're not going to get the results that you want, mainly because the air fryer uses convection, which is hot air, and it moves it around, and that causes the frying of the food. So if you're putting oil in there, you're kind of dousing all that up there. And just like with your regular oven, baking is a science. So in order to heat things up, you need to make sure your air fryer is working and is at the proper temperature before you put your food in. Don't let it warm up as your food is in there. Otherwise, you're going to have kind of a bad experience. And then finally, the enigma of the dashboard lights is the orange one or the red one, or maybe it is yellow. And it may go by the name of check engine, or service engine soon, or check powertrain, or just the word check, or a picture which I think is a motor. You can get the idea of what it is. The check engine light, as we call it, is kind of a catch-all system that your vehicle is going to be using. It could be anything from a loose gas cap when you filled up last time to a major problem with your car that requires it to stop immediately. And without getting into too much about this, there's a couple things to really pay attention with your check engine light. First off, never ignore it. That's the worst thing. Secondly, you can tell the severity of it by it coming on, blinking, staying on, or changing color. It depends on the model, make and model of the car. But generally, when you find a check engine light that is blinking, a check engine light that goes from yellow to red, or a check engine light that goes from yellow to red and blinks, that is an indication that it's a severe problem and you should stop, as the color would indicate, stop immediately to have it looked at. The other one, if the light is just on, it just means that something needs to your attention. You should have a mechanic look at it. And the cool thing is that when that check engine light comes on, there's a code that comes up and it should tell the operator exactly what is the car is having a problem with. You can buy a code reader for as little as $20 online. You can do it yourself and see exactly what's going on. But before you do all that, and you see the check engine light come on, do me this favor. Go to the gas cap of your car and just make sure it's on and make sure it's tight. 9 times out of 10, the reason that check engine light comes on is that the fuel cap is not tight and properly returned to where it should be. So there's the show for today, Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. Of course, I always welcome your comments and feedbacks. You can email me at cmalone@audacy.com. That's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.